Hey, it's Reese Davis. Let's be honest. You can't keep an eye on everything. Unless you've got Blink Outdoor 4 cameras. While you're focused on the game, Blink's keeping an eye on your home.
With up to 2-year battery life and with Sync Module XR, you can cover more space without constant maintenance. No wires, no worries. Blink helps keep an eye on what matters most. Get Blink today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Oh, well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky.
And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river.
And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
All right. Well, I met Highwayman, correct? In St. Paul, Minnesota. Christopherson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson.
That's right.
Am I right by saying Willie's the only surviving member?
That is correct.
Okay. In ranking the voices, number 4, Christopherson. Number 3, Johnny Cash. Number 2, Willie Nelson. Waylon had the best voice.
Mm.
I mean, that deep.
I mean, you're going to get some feedback on this one.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'll agree with you on Chris Christopherson. He was not known for his voice.
No,
he was known for his songwriting.
Sure. And a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
that guy was one of the most interesting people on earth.
I mean, everybody thinks Bradley Cooper was the leading man in the movie with Lady Gaga, but actually that role was started off by Chris Christopherson and Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that was called
A Star Is Born. Yeah.
Now Christopherson, man, what a story that guy was.
Absolutely.
But you don't, to me, man, Waylon, that deep. Waylon. Texas, what did Roy Orbison, how he meant to? No, Roy Orbison, Traveling Wilburys.
That's right.
Traveling Wilburys, Jeff Lynne, George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, somebody else.
Mickey, this...
Bob Dylan, maybe?
This song popped up in my feed last night. If you're on the X Machine, Rock and Roll of All is the location. Just some absolutely fantastic rock and roll moments.
We have great listeners here. 706 is a genius because we got to rank them in the same order you did. I mean, Waylon's voice, that deep, rich voice.
Mm.
Mike, play me this one if you can.
Now, wait a minute, Mickey.
Right.
Okay, does this go against your argument about everybody can sing, though? I mean, Waylon had that special voice. He was one in 8.2 billion, right? I mean, there's nobody like Waylon.
He's elite. Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
All right, go ahead.
Give me Luckenbach, Texas. Give me that one. While I tell the good folks about One Tom Plummer, the name is a number. Hey, they got a jingle. Waylon should have sang One Tom Plummer as well. One Tom Plummer. One Tom Plummer, the name is the number. Better than the jingle that they have. Waylon would have done a great job with that one. The price is the price. I hope you don't have any issues going on in your world, but when you do, you live long enough. Mike, you know this. Plumbing's like, when it comes to fixing your house up and do-uppers type stuff, if it's any kind of electrical issue, call the man. If it's any kind of plumbing issue, call the man. If you screw those things up, man, you got it screwed up. So call One Tom Plumber. Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, it's One Tom Plumber. You got me a little Luckenbach, Texas over there for me? Can you find that one? Listen to this voice right here. You tell me this isn't brilliant.
Too good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. Got my song, and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Man, that guy can sing. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Man, that's good right there, buddy. That is good. Welcome back. I want to touch on this. Now, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Lance Summers coming up at 7:45 for Military Appreciation Day. He's going to be calling in from our post. Let me give you exactly his. I don't know all these terms. I have to ask him as well. He is a. Works at the Naval Station in Newport, Rhode Island. He is the military professor in the College of Leadership and Ethics in Naval War College. Love that. Was a career pilot, the C-130 and the C-5, and a squadron commander for the 9th Airlift Squadron in Dover, Delaware. But here's a guy now teaching our young people about military strategy and leadership and ethics at the Naval War College right now. That's a cool deal. So can't beat that. That's 7:45. Paul Strelo, 8:05, because we've got Clemson football to talk about and some Clemson football recruiting to talk about. Can't beat that as well. All right, so I wanted to do this, Mike. I did this on yesterday's show. So many people agreeing that Waylon's the GOAT on that one. Waylon number one of those. Now, again, you're not beat. Someone once told me no one talks out of tune better than Johnny Cash. And Willie's voice is unique. All those guys multi-talented, though. So, Mike, we did this on yesterday's show. And I want to run this by you, and I'm running it by because people live at different times and all this. But I was thinking about this again yesterday, that this is from Jeff Ketchum at Orange Bloods. Larry Williams posted this. Larry and I briefly spoke about this again yesterday, or just through text yesterday. I think now the private equity deal is a huge deal. Did I portray that thing right, Mike? Is that a big deal, the private equity? If you could talk,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think the point you made about giving up ownership is a big deal.
All right. This is even bigger. If you ask me, Mike Vaughn, the single biggest issue in college athletics right now is touched on by Jeff Ketchum from OrangeBloods.com, the Texas website, the number one website for Texas sports, all right? And it's two paragraphs, so bear with me because I want to explain this thing right for those that missed it yesterday. Ketchum says, and I'm going to cut out some of the language because we got kids in the car now, but Ketchum says, as an example, Texas can't ever spend what it spent on freshman wide receiver class only for none of that money to return on immediate investment. Every dollar spent has to provide immediate return on investment, at least in the sense that I have that changes are to believe to be needed. The real sense that we could see more departures through the portal than we've ever seen the last couple of years at Texas. He goes, also, although no one has said anything to me about this with regard to the 26 recruiting class, it feels like the elephant in the room right now is expected the cost of the group and how in the heck you could possibly exist in the current form with everything else we've learned about the number one ranked recruiting class of 2025 and its lack of immediate return on investment in this season. Ketchum says, I know this. Texas isn't going to spend another doggone dime on a recruit in this class, from the sounds of it. No one's saying it out there, but the point is that I have real questions of how Texas and the 26 roster can compete for a championship and still be able to get 8 to 10 super blue chips at the same level. Finally, he says, this kind of goes for everyone in college athletics right now. Folks, the rubber is about to meet the road when balancing budgets for everyone. So here's the point. Texas had the number one recruiting class in the country. They signed three top 100 wide receivers, top 100 players, a five-star and two very high-ranking four-stars. Those guys have caught a total of 10 passes this year. You got to get them in your program to develop them. But because you spent, I'm guessing, $3 million on three guys to get them there, you're only going to have $25 million or so to spend. That's a huge percentage, and you're getting no return on that investment. Meanwhile, you got guys that are sophomores ahead of them, and now some of the guys got to transfer out because the sophomores are making plays and the freshmen aren't playing yet. I gave you the example of Clemson, and my guess is that Amari Adams makes about $600,000 or $700,000 a year, and on the season he's got 10 tackles. So you've got $750,000 invested in a guy that has 10 tackles in a whole year. At South Carolina, gave you Donovan Murph. Donovan Murph is about $750,000 is my guess. And you got all the big accolades. Clemson beat South Carolina on Amari Adams. Man, what a big deal. We love that. Recruiting's going great. South Carolina beat Clemson on Donovan Murph. Oh, we love that. Things are going great. You spend between the two guys about $1.5 million, and they hadn't got a whole lot out of them in their freshman year. But now if you don't sign them as freshmen, then you can't develop them and bring things up. So then you got to go in the portal. So it's a catch-22. And what Ketchum is saying here is that you don't have enough money to keep your current players. Go sign a bunch of great portal guys and sign a bunch of high school players, because somebody out there is going to value your guys and try to get your current roster more money to go play for them. Cherry pick guys on your roster. And somebody out there is competing in the transfer portal to pay those guys money. And if somebody's competing to get your high school kids and pay those guys money. So you've got to have this capologist in there to evaluate and how much you can do, but you can't do both. You can't go get great high school players and a great portal class, or all three, and keep your current players. As Ketchum says, everyone in college athletics have to do this. The rubber is about to meet the road in balancing budgets. And by the way, my major point throughout that is that's at Texas. That's not at Utah. That's not at Northwestern. That's not at Virginia Tech. That's at Texas. They've got to do those things. So the point is, if you don't sign great high school kids, how can you develop? It's so much easier to develop a five-star than it is a three-star. But it's going to cost you so much money, and for the most part, they're not going to play for a year. Can you afford to do that in a world now that if you lose three football games, you get fired? Or do you have to go get – the greatest example I used yesterday was Bryce Davis at Duke, who's got six tackles on the year, eight tackles on the year. They paid him $750,000. Or Will Helt, who's got 36 tackles and 10 tackles for loss and, what, six sacks, something like that, and you paid him the same amount of money. Well, you got to go in the portal. You got to go get a Helt because he's going to help you this year. If you only got $20 or $25 million to spend – how in the world can you how can you justify spending so much on guys that don't even play because they're a freshman? But if you don't sign freshmen, how do you develop great players? And you're always going back in the portal. It's a catch-22, man. And there are no great answers for it. But I would tell you this. Because of the pressure now to win and win right away, ask James Franklin would he rather invest in a freshman or a portal player. Ask Brian Kelly, would you rather go a freshman or a portal player? And LSU had the number one portal class in the country. He still got fired. Ask Billy Napier right now. Do you want to go invest in a freshman and pay him $750,000 this year and $1 million next year and he barely plays those first 2 years? Or do you want to go get a portal guy because you lose a football, you lose two games in a row? Man, you're on the hot seat. Ask Shane Beamer right now. Can he afford to go try to develop somebody, or does he have to win right now?
That's a great question. And, Mickey, isn't Brian Kelly an example, though, of the dangers of the portal? I mean, haven't we seen teams that have been so portal-heavy and they can't make it happen? Doesn't that work against the idea of the portal?
Well, yeah, except for what if those portal players are his best players? And it's not his fault through that.
Well, maybe it's his fault because he wasn't able to create chemistry between those portal players.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a whole chemistry. That's a whole other thing there. And we're not even talking about developing young men. We're not talking about going to class. We're talking about surviving this week. I have to survive this week. Mike Norvell, Texas said, makes a good point. Don't forget about Mike Norvell and the dangers of portaling. Here's the thing about portaling, and Nick Saban said it. I'm not going to curse the way Nick Saban said it, but you better get the right guys. Because if you get the right guys, like Indiana, because there's two different deals here. By the way, there's the good Florida State portal and the bad Florida State portal. But look at Indiana. Can I give you this one, Mike? You know why Indiana's so stinking good this year?
Well, for one, they got an outstanding football coach.
All right, but here's what they're able to do. They're able to go out and find the right guys. So, Indiana, on their offense, these are guys who did not originally sign. These are guys that they got in the portal either last year or this year. They have one, two, three guys on offense that originally signed out of high school. Eight starters came from the portal at Indiana. On defense, one, two, three. Eight starters on defense came from the portal. at Indiana, 16 starters came from the portal. 6 came from high school. And oh, by the way, the high school guys, one's a left tackle who's a junior now, a redshirt junior in his fourth year. Another one is a right guard, a redshirt junior in his fourth year. On defense, you got a true sophomore at one defensive tackle, a true sophomore at an outside linebacker, and a junior as a free safety. Those guys had to be developed, and they had to be patient with those guys coming through. But the point is, 16 guys at Indiana started, came through the portal. Now, Ohio State did it differently. Ohio State, not only did they were they able to sign great players, they kept great players. So at Ohio State, you have 1, 2, on offense, 9 starters were recruited out of high school, only 2 transfer portal guys. And on defense, 3. You had 8 starters out of high school, and on defense, you've got 3. 4. I'm sorry. 7 high school kids, 4 portal guys for Ohio State on defense. So all in all, 16 starters from high school, and but how you do that? You recruit at a very high level. Obviously, Ohio State signs a better recruiting class, and they also keep those guys there. They're paying more money up front for high school kids, and they're keeping them there. So there's 2 different ways to go about it. But I tell you right now, Ohio State can't go in the portal. They got Caleb Downs. Ohio State's got more money through some of that. But moving forward, they won't be able to do those kind of things. And they got Julian Sayin. I think I'm right for saying that, too. Do we count Julian Sayin in the transfer portal? See, they don't count Julian Sayin in the transfer portal, but he signed with Alabama. So I got to go 1 more there then. I'm going 4 on each side of the ball. They got 8 then. 8. But you see the point. Like, it's a dilemma, man. And if the thing works out the way most people think it's going to work out, is you've got to make a decision. And the people who will win in college football are the people who will evaluate and your, much like I said about the NFL forever, your capologist is the most important person at Clemson. Well, Kevin Kelly, I mean, in the NFL, Kevin Kelly at Clemson right now is basically, Jordan Soros, the GM, basically, these guys are the 2 most important people in your organization right now, because they've got to go evaluate and distribute the money right and build the roster right through that distribution, or else you're spinning your wheels. You can't afford to give Cade Klubnik $2.5 million and play like that, to give Parker $1.5 million and play like that. That can't happen anymore. You can't give Peter Woods $1.5 and not make a tackle. You're paying him $1.5, he's got 1 tackle or 2 tackles a game. You can't do that. You got to pay the right guy the right amount of money, either your current roster, high school, or portal, and it's got to be productivity, or else you got to go. Short break. We'll come back. Much more on the other side. One more phone call segment, text segment. Got a bunch of thoughts people text in on that when you come back after this.
Folks, this is it. PhD Weight Loss right now is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only happening right now. They're waiving the consultation fee. They're putting 2 weeks free onto the program, and they're even covering the cost of the food. And when you mention the promo word best deal, you'll get a discount so good I'm not even allowed to say it right here on the air. You know, with PhD Weight Loss, you hear it all the time. It's the holidays, the pounds are coming back on, and the start of the new year. I don't even have the energy to go and attack my New Year's resolutions. But with PhD Weight Loss and the best deal ever right now, there's no better time to attack the holidays. There are no drugs, no starvation diets, no endless cardio, just a smarter way backed by science that fits in real life. All you need to do right now is mention the promo word best deal when you call, and you'll get all of the discounts that I mentioned previously in this ad. I lost 50 pounds on the program with PhD Weight Loss, and you can do so and then some. Call PhD Weight Loss today, mention best deal, and feel incredible about yourself through the holidays and beyond. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill. And every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging and a guitar man. Show them, son.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I just got one of the best texts I ever got. By the way, let me tell you about Eggs Up Grill. Well, what a job they do at Eggs Up Grill, man. These people are awesome. And, Mike, we did a couple of remotes from there, and I like doing remotes, and I like getting out and seeing the people. With that said, I really like it when I get that kind of food.
I'm going to tell you what, the classic Mickey, it lights me up, man. I love a men's group that I'm a part of, man. We hit Eggs Up Grill often, and that classic, man, it sets me up for the day.
All right, I'm in one right now with a text message. Eggs Up Grill, by the way, get in touch with them. Do the catering. And Clemson and Seneca for your tailgate. You can call them all the way up to Friday. But, you know, Clemson plays at 4:30. They could do the lunch stuff for you. If you get out there early enough, they do the breakfast stuff for you, and you make your way in and out. It's awesome food. The catering. You know, so many people have meetings, Mike, and meetings are great when everybody's happily fed. You know this. You want to have a big meeting, and you got a big some decision makers sitting down, whatever. I mean, you got to have good food. You take care of that, and then you can actually, you know, get those people happy with their bellies full. They do it and do it right. It's my great friend over great friends over at Eggs Up Grill, eggsupgrill.com. Texture writes in, Miami's 2025 class is ranked the lowest ranked in the last 3 years, but already looks to be a huge hit and the best class that Mario has signed. The 2026 class is going to be even better. But I was talking to my Clemson friends and told them about evaluation is more of a key than ever. You have to be able to find good players. You don't have to pay them tons of money with higher paid players. My point was, yeah, but Mario's going to find a way to screw it up because Miami's always more talented and they keep losing to less talented teams. And he goes, clown take. It is? That's a clown take? I mean, Mario Cristobal. So in other words, you think Mario Cristobal each year doesn't just lose inexplicable games and find ways to screw the talent up? Because I think you're in the minority on this one. Let me ask you this. Was Miami more talented or less talented than Louisville this year? I'm going to go less talented, despite the loss to Louisville. Was Miami, at home, oh, by the way, was Miami more talented or less talented than SMU? I'm going to go with more talented, but yet they lost. Last year, with the Heisman finalist in it, was Miami more talented or less talented than Georgia Tech?
I'd say more.
Loss. Were they more talented or less talented than Syracuse?
Definitely more.
Loss. Were they more talented or less talented than Iowa State?
I think there's a trend here.
All right. That's a 24. So that's five losses in 2 years now that you were more. How about in 2023? More talented, less talented than Georgia Tech? Loss. North Carolina? Loss. NC State? Loss. Now, Florida State was better than that year. I'll give you that one. And Louisville's ranked 10th, maybe. I might give you that one. More talented, less talented than Rutgers?
More.
I mean, time and time and time again, it is true. What is Mario Cristobal's record in November? Let's see what it says on what I get on this one. As the season goes on, Mario Cristobal's record in November at Miami is 4-11. I mean, okay, clown take, huh? Yeah. Texas said more, but Beck threw four interceptions. I can't help that, man. Yeah, turnovers happen. Your quarterback screwed it up, but it always happens. Texas said bowl games, well, half the starters are opted out. Okay, how about just November where your whole team's playing? He's 4-11 in November. No one's opting out in November. That's not a bowl game. And if you talk about cultures, everybody's opting out anyway. I'll give you the bowl game stuff. I'm just saying that every single year, Mario Cristobal has a more talented roster, and every single year they find wins, lose games. And if you don't see that, then you might be a little more biased than me. I don't dislike Miami. I don't dislike Mario Cristobal. I like facts. Facts don't care about feelings. Sorry, man. Sorry. Not a clown take. Sorry. Texture said, I work in sales. Food gets you more attention than discounts. Oh, yeah. You feed those people in a meeting, and all of a sudden, man, you're king. You are king. Queen. This is an interesting take, Brian from Easley, who says, and this is what I'm talking about. When I told you that Joe Fan is not going to continue to finance the frustration much longer. The great majority of those who fill the seats in Death Valley earn their money the hard way. They work 50-plus hours a week. That's a fraction of the money for these coaches now and players now making the money to play a sport. Even though we grew up loving the sport, it has turned its back on us. We're tired of the circus. No ROI for Joe Fan. Go ahead and kill us. The true financiers then watch the corporate dollars run far, far away. Maybe they can use the big stadiums for monster truck rallies. What a shame the greed that greed causes, not only for the novel, but it's actually what it is. It's greed, Brian from Easley. Yeah, see, the hard part is that that, like at NC State, Dave Dorn's telling you, we got to raise this NIL money. You got to get to the collective. And then you go 6-6. And they go, well, next year we really got to raise it. And next year you go 6-6. Next year we really got to raise it. I have an interesting take about South Carolina in a second. Texture says, this is QCT. Ask the texture at Miami. Have come and players have come and gone, assistants have come and gone. Yet in November they always lose. They lose to inferior opponents as they continue. What's the one common denominator in all those losses? It's Mario Cristobal. 4-11? Yeah, Cristobaling is what that one says. Here's a thought, Mike. And I had this thought yesterday, and maybe I'm 100% wrong here. I'm sure I'm wrong here, but like there's a 1% chance this happened. So Shane Beamer came out and said, I know what we're doing next year. We're going to be watching the college football playoff, the rankings, to see where we're ranked next year. And look, he caught a lot of flack about that. I don't think he should have caught flack about that. You need to be confident. I want my coach to be confident. I don't want my coach to sit here and go, man, it would be nice, but I don't think we're going to be in this thing next year either because we got to rebuild again, and I just don't believe it. And part of me says that, hey, the guy's trying to talk his way, you know, fake it till you make it kind of a thing. You get some of that. I want confidence, though. I want my guy thinking about confidence. But then I had a thought, Mike, and again, there's only a 1% chance this happened, but it did cross my mind. And tell me if you think I'm just absolutely nutso on this one. But tell me if this is a clown take. Could Shane Beamer been told already that he might not be coming back? Because Donati's didn't hire him. I think there's a growing faction of fans in Columbia that are dissatisfied with him and kind of want him gone. It's hard to rebuild, obviously, you know that. But if he came out, like if he thinks he's going to be fired or has been told he's going to be fired, by coming out now and saying, I know this time next year we'll be the college football playoff, you know, we'll be watching where we're going to be ranked, that now he goes that, so the new guy comes in and the new guy does do well, or if the new guy doesn't do well, Beamer can go, if the new guy doesn't do well, Beamer can go, well, I would have had this team, you know, our plans were, we thought we were going to be a college football playoff team. And if he does do well, he goes, well, we laid the foundation, like, this is the college football playoff team we left behind.
And you know, Mickey, they weren't far away last year. I mean, they were just a few moments away last year from making the college football playoff. In fact, a lot of folks thought that maybe they should have been in there. Right. So
you see, my point though is like, I don't think he's been told he's been fired.
That's a possibility.
But like, there's a 1% chance in there, right? Like, has he been told this? I don't know, man. I don't know. Interesting thought. I'll tell you this, just from, and I'm only reading on the message board from a couple of posters on there. There's a little thought on thebigspur.com right now that there's some growing sentiment that might have happened or that might going to happen. Like, he's not safe. I'm not saying they're going to fire him, but there's some things there. Texas said Beamer's South Carolina Conference beat Clemson 2 times in the Duke's Mayo Bowl championship. But look, it's a hard job. And he's done more. Let's see this. Let me do South Carolina year by year. Think about this for a second. Who has done more than Shane Beamer in Columbia? Certainly Steve Spurrier did more. Certainly Joe Morrison did more. Lou Holtz, he finished ranked twice.
I bet he had some pretty good football teams in there.
You got to do 3 things. First, you got to be able to run the football. Second, you got to be able to, I mean, like, okay. But Shane Beamer's finished ranked twice. Holtz went 9-3 in his best year. Shane Beamer went 9-4 in his best year. So, I mean, you can say that Holtz and Beamer are pretty close. Did he do more than Brad Scott? Yes. Did he do more than Sparky Woods? Yes. He did not do – Morrison and he did more than Muschamp. Morrison and Spurrier are the two that's done more than Shane Beamer. Jim Carlin in Columbia. Let me give you this year. 75, 65, 5 and 7, 5, 5 and 1, 8 and 4, 8 and 4, and 6 and 6. Did more than Richard Bell for sure. I think did more than Carlin. I think did more than Dietzel. More than Marvin Bass. Enright might have done more. You can make a legitimate case that Shane Beamer is one of the top five coaches in the history of South Carolina football. Let me get Scott in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mickey, before I get into what I called about, I was listening to Ashby last night, who does a great job on y'all's program, by the way. My wife comes in. I had it on an app on the TV playing. She's like, "What is that?" And I was like, "That's Ashby's show on the Roar." And she said, "It just dawned on me." I said, "What?" She said, "You listen to them all day, right?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You listen to the Roar more than you listen to me." I said, "I'm sorry, what did you say?"
Very good, buddy. Very good. Well, look, anyway. I tell people all the time about Sports Talk Radio.
Right.
Because every once in a while I'll meet a couple, and they'll go, and the wife will go, "Man, my husband listens to that stuff all day long. I can't stand it." I'm like, you know, there are worse things husbands can be doing. And worse things they could be watching and listening to.
She's like, "Well, I'm in here now. You can't listen to that now because I can't listen to that." She does not listen to Sports Talk.
Well, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is that we talk about families and supporting families and, women on the front line and all that. So, look, there's a lot of worse things you could be doing, buddy. A lot worse things.
I know it. I told her I could be out on the town. I'm at home listening to that Roar.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But there ain't a whole lot to do in the big metropolis of Berea. We need to get the mayor to change some of that, get some big-time stuff to do.
Madam Chairperson, the next mayor of Berea.
Yeah. But, hey, on this Beamer thing, man, I think South Carolina fans have got to come to the realization that they've got two choices in life. They can either make money or win championships, but they are not going to do both at the University of South Carolina. If they want to make money, they just need to stay where they're at, except 8-4, 7. And I'm not piling on them here. I'm just saying that that's just the nature of where they're at. 8-4, 7-5, if they get that every year, be happy with that and just enjoy what they got. If they want championships, they have got to get out of the SEC. The SEC is not what it was when, you know, you brought up Morrison and Carlin and all those other. It's nowhere near what it used to be. If Spurrier couldn't win a championship in the SEC with Tennessee, Florida, Georgia all down, Texas and Oklahoma weren't in the conference, A&M wasn't in the conference. If you can't win a conference championship with all that, you're not going to win one when it's bigger than what it was and more money than what it, you know, there's more money at all these other schools that are coming in and what South Carolina's got to pay these guys. And I don't think Beamer's a bad coach, but who would you get this year, man? Who could have coached this team to a better record than Beamer's?
Let me say this. I'm going to touch on two things here. Scott, I appreciate the phone call, man. Tell your wife we're good people, you know? We're good people. Okay. All right, buddy. Smoking hot wife. Yeah, good stuff. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, I'll touch on both of these quickly. Number one, I don't buy that ever argument of, who we're going to hire. A lot of people can coach football. A lot. And the mistake that ADs make is that, we got the only guy who can coach. No, a lot can do that. But on the other side of it, Mike, you know South Carolina's been playing football for 118 years. You know how many times they've won 8 games or more?
I think I can count it with all my fingers and toes, I think.
14. You got a lot of toes, a lot of fingers in there. Yeah, 14.
And one ACC championship thrown in there to boot.
Yeah. 7 times they've won more than 8 games. So 8-4 would be great now. Because in 111 or 118 years, they hadn't won more than that. So that's where you got to expect a little bit of that. All right, hey, short break. When we come back, Lieutenant Colonel Lance Sumners is going to join us. Military Appreciation Day. After that, we're going to get with Paul Strelo talking about Clemson heading into that game and some recruiting and things along those lines. So much more to do when you come back after a short break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Month I get something from QC Kinetics, and I'm learning more about what they're doing in December and January and their big plans for 2026. And I got to tell you, man, things are looking awesome in the future for 2026 at QC Kinetics. I hope you don't have any kind of pain, any kind of debilitating pain, anything going on there. If it does, man, this is something that's can just slow life down for you. And I'm not talking about the big stuff. I'm talking about just little things, you know, picking up the grandkids or playing, you know, pickleball or just walking and enjoying the outside, enjoying this great November. If joint pain has you down, QC Kinetics here in Greenville and in Asheville, they do a tremendous job. And so I would just tell you, at all costs, avoid surgery. And at all costs, avoid pain pills and the addiction that can come with some of those things. Why not get your body healing itself? That's what QC Kinetics does. They offer a very powerful treatment option right now, and they do it through telemedicine and some consulting they do there. So it's time to take the first step, and you can enjoy the holidays with no pain, no hesitation, and just get back to a great way of life. Schedule your free telemedicine consultation. It's a great time to do that. You could use your HSA or your FSA for treatments. Call them at 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville, 864-766-8454. Paul Strelo is set to join us at 8:05 today. Clemson has a bowl eligible on the line. Well, I thought we were past that a little bit because I've seen some of those years, and those aren't fun to talk about. But those are one of the things we'll talk about with him. What kind of official visitor, unofficial visitor stuff coming up. And then don't forget, signing day is right around the corner. But the main thing I want to ask Paul about is this conundrum. What do you do when it comes to high school or portal? Because it just appears like you can't do both. I talked about it here for basically this hour. Texas says, going back to Crystal Ball thing, who's had more talent over the last 4 years? Clemson are the opponents. Dabo is 27-16 the last 4 years. How's that acceptable when you have more talent? Well, there's one major difference in Dabo and Mario Crystal Ball. Dabo's been in the college football playoff 7 times. He's played in the national championship game 4 times. He's won 2 national championships. So that's why he's got a little more leeway through that. But I'll just tell you this, the way they're recruiting and all that, Miami's been more talented than Clemson the last 2 years at least. But, no, Clemson's more talented. You think more talented. And like that's one of the things that drives me crazy about what Clemson has done in recent years. I mean, I go back to, and it's been a, and oh, by the way, I think we've been pretty critical of Dabo, too. You talk about that in the old days, in those glory days of Clemson football, if you're going to be Clemson, you better be elite. And you look at the last few years, in, say, 2023, that Miami team was not elite, and that NC State team was not elite. Florida State probably was. Duke wasn't. And so 3 of your 4 losses that season were to teams that weren't very good. I know you have more talent. I think Florida State was more talented than Clemson in 23. And then you go to the 24 season last year. Georgia was more talented, but Clemson's more talented than Louisville. South Carolina, I don't know, and Texas was. So they lost at least one game to more talented. But Georgia and Texas were more talented than Clemson. Let me get Dave in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. Appreciate you letting me in. Hey, you know, I guess what you can do is, in Mario Cristobal's career at Miami, how many times has he played and how many times has he won the ACC championship, let alone get in the playoffs? I think that's where it supports the argument that while in September and October he's going gangbusters, but when it comes towards that end of the season, for whatever reason, he is transparent. You can see right through his game plan and stop it. The Georgia Tech game last year alone, where they got beat in Atlanta by a subpar. I mean, they were a reasonably good Georgia Tech team, but you should not lose if you're Miami. And then, of course, getting beat by Syracuse was just, you know, that was unexcusable. And then I'll give you this and leave you with it. You talked about Shane. You know, Dabo bailed Shane out twice, in 22 and in 24. Got him an extension both years by losing both of those ball games. And so do you think that if Shane were to find a way to beat, and I'm saying coaches, you know, Clemson and Carolina, if Carolina finds a way to beat Clemson this year, does that save his job, or does he still sit here, Mick? Thanks.
Thank you. It might come down to that. Uh-oh. Kool-Aid Jim, call me back. I clicked the wrong button there. Call me back, Kool-Aid Jim. So sorry. And I'll put it straight on. It might come down to that. Might beat Clemson 3 out of 4 years to keep your job. Maybe. On the Cristobal stuff, quickly, he did this at Oregon too, though. Mike, Mario Cristobal, Oregon, the last year he was there, 2021, they're number 3 in the country. They lose 3 of the last 4. Utah beats them 38-7. Utah beats them again 38-10. And they lost to Oklahoma 47-32. That was his last year at Oregon. He lost 3 of his last 4 games in 2020. In the COVID year, he lost 3 of his last 4 games. He's ranked 9th in the country. He loses to Oregon State, loses to Cal, and loses to Iowa State in 3 of the last 4 games there. They're ranked 6th in the country and lost to Arizona State, who wasn't very good in 2019. You go back to 2018, and they lost to Utah. They weren't good at the end of this year, but they lost to Utah late in that one too. So, I mean, this is happening not just at Miami. This happened at Oregon also, in which they were highly ranked and then fell apart at the end. Kool-Aid Jim, thanks, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm the same age as you, man, and I need glasses too. It's all good.
Oh, buddy. I got them on. I just clicked the wrong one.
Hey, Vicky, it's been too long, brother. But I got to weigh in on the portal stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get a kick out of it because Dabo had his press conference, and he talked intense about the portal. And then there was some who took that, you know, turned the narrative in, Dabo's going in the portal. We're using the portal. We're going to be a portal team. He's doing it now. He's making the change. And he clearly stated, point blank, we're not doing anything any different this year than we have in the past. And it basically boils down to this very simple thing. He looks at each room, position room, and he looks at what he's got, and he looks at who leaves, he looks at, you know, who stays, and he looks at what he's got coming in. And if the numbers don't match, then, yeah, they'll go in the portal, just like last year. They had two defensive ends last year late in the process. So what did he do? He went in the portal and he found Will Help. He got Will Help to come in. But the idea, and Dabo put this to rest, because I hear a lot of fans, and I look at the message boards and I see the things, and a lot of fans make the statement that, you know, we got to start cutting the fat, trimming the fat, and cutting these players and go to the portal and get better players. And there are even those making the suggestion that we need to get a quarterback in the portal to replace Vezina. He's not the guy. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is never going to happen. Now, Dabo may get a quarterback in the portal, and that quarterback will have the opportunity to unseat Vezina, just like anybody else. But the idea that he's going to go to CV and say, hey, man, appreciate you, but go ahead and hit the road because I'm going to go in the portal and get me a starter. That is not going to happen. He is never going to do that, and nor should he. Because the minute you do that, you become a portal team, and you might as well hang it. What high school player is going to come?
I got it top of the hour, Jim. But let me say this. Here's the problem, though. When you don't do it, you look and see what you got about your safety right now and a nickel right now. So, and then if you really think, I mean, he's not going to tell Vezina you got to go, but you got to bring in someone that you think is going to be better because you think Vezina's going to go down and win in Baton Rouge next year? I don't know. So the point is that in the areas that you are weak, you got to go. And if you don't, then you got like last year having to move Randall to tailback in the last game in a playoff game because you don't have anybody else. Or the safeties this year who, I mean, quite frankly, the nickel and safety this year for the most part, until they move Gibson there, like, can't cover anything. So you get caught because you didn't go do it.
I know you're at the top of the hour, Mickey. Let me say this real quick. I understand running back last year was due to attrition and injury. You can't go through and say that's going to happen. We got two running backs that are on the injured list right now that might come in next year and start if they come back healthy.
Yeah. But what if you can get somebody better than Green, better than Haynes, better than those guys? Because I mean, I like Davidson a lot. But what if you can go get somebody better too to go back there and compete with those guys? I think that's the thing. Hey, I got to run, man. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Hey, my great friends, Carolina Flooring Specialists, call today, 404-8158. I love these folks. I love what they do, the Garage Floors. Look, this is a family-owned company. I like this family. They've been doing this since 1999. The most experienced people out there is Carolina Flooring Specialists. You're going to absolutely love Carolina Flooring Specialists. The garage floor is going to look great. The service is going to be great. The warranty is going to be great. Get with them, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Paul Strelo kicks off hour number three after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.